This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. This month, I'll be bringing you profiles of artists that have installed new pieces along the Lansing River Trail. The annual Art Path exhibition is curated by the Lansing Art Gallery and Education Center and features 20 installations. At the center of this year's showcase, right in downtown Lansing, you'll find one piece in the place of an original river trail sign.
Life in Lansing is a very colorful and vibrant painting. It has 8 to 10 relatively large flat shapes that are all varying colors, reminiscent of the Midwest landscape.
This is Hector Acuna. He's an artist who primarily does oil paintings, but also creates sculptures and 3D animations. This is his second time creating a mural for Art Path. If you take a closer look at his piece, Life in Lansing, you'll notice some familiar things, like the State Capitol building and the three stacks of the Eckert Power Plant. But there's also
little blades of grass. There's some patterns of designs based on water or waves. And then within a lot of these large shapes, I have small circular portals or windows. And in those windows are features of the human face.
When I'm talking to him, Acuna is doing small, detailed work on an eye toward the center of the mural. Each of the portals he mentioned also has a ladder leading up to it. He says he wants people looking at the work to be brought in.
I wanted it to be this like puzzle where their eyes can move throughout the piece and focus on these different areas where they might see something familiar or see something new and surprising.
Acuna also calls it a reflection of his time in Lansing. That's because he's moving this summer back to his home state of Wisconsin.
I wanted to be able to depart from Lansing and leave behind something that represented the way that I perceive the community of Lansing.
In that way, he describes the painting as an idealized version of the city.
I think with every place, we find things we like and that we don't like about the area. And I wanted something that felt, you know, very positive and optimistic and hopeful.
Acuna says leaving Lansing is bittersweet, especially since this work, one of the last pieces of art he'll create in town, will be left behind for the public to enjoy.
I just feel really lucky to be able to be given the opportunity to add a little bit of my voice back into this place that's influenced me over the last 4 years.
You can find Acuna's piece, Life in Lansing, downtown under the Michigan Avenue Bridge. Spot it from the trail or from the spiral staircase leading down from Michigan Avenue near the Capitol building. And join us here on All Things Considered next Friday for another Art Path artist profile. For WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.